Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cuts off, bifles, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Hey, all. Friend of the show here, Jason Patrick, and I'm here to congratulate Jim, Mike, and Jeff on 18 years of Jim and Them, the podcast that stood tall against the goblin ghoul, Corey Feldman. Just like Santa Carla's finest stood against the Lost Boys. Those Frog Brothers, they truly cocoa buns. As we celebrate 2020, epic salute to the goons, the filth pigs who made this chaos possible. Jim and Them are pop culture, bro. I know that. Hashtag fail dog summer, my man. I want to say a little something about Corey. A lot of people think, hey, Corey's a little bit too influenced by Michael Jackson. First of all, that's bullshit. He's not influenced by Michael Jackson. He was infused by Michael Jackson. I'll let you figure that one out for your own. And the other thing I want to say is that some people think that Feldman's pulling this big Andy Kaufman thing because his shows are so terrible as a singer, a performer, everything else. First of all, that's bullshit and it's disrespectful. Corey has worked for decades, very, very hard as a musician to create a show that shitty. So don't ever say that again. Guys, congratulations. You all deserve it.
I just want to take a piss.
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
Pissing! He's pissing all over us! He's pissing on you! What does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss! To me.
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
Sunset Boulevard.
Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them. These are evil, sick, twisted people. Who the hell are you people? You disgusting scumbags.
What it do? Wow, what a banger of an intro.
Holy shit, we didn't even ask him to do any of that.
Oh my God, Jason Patrick. Friend of the show, just dropping straight bombs, getting the episode started real proper. Like, this, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show. You're tuned in light right now, live every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time, on the Jim and Them YouTube channel, and of course, on twitch.tv/Jim and Them. Shout outs to the real ones in the motherfucking chat.
We got House, love your show, and movies. The second one's better.
Yeah, oh, House 2 rocks.
House 2 is in the chat, too.
Yeah. What do we got? Genius McLord, Zapped916, Jason
Tube.
Brophy. Who we got in the Twitch chat? We got Gooch. We got Daewoo.
Of course.
We got Foulis in the YouTube chat, Mary Cat. Well,
they say if you have 1 million fans in the Twitch, Daewoo's one of them.
Yes.
If you have 50 fans in the Twitch, Daewoo's one of them. If you have one fan in the Twitch, Daewoo's one of them.
Yeah. Shout out to Daewoo holding down the goddamn Twitch chat. But yes, wow, my man.
Wow.
That came from, that was courtesy of the Phantom Filth Pig. Now, I don't, they wanted to, I don't know who this person is.
I thought that was what you're calling Jason Patrick.
No, they wanted to remain anonymous. So the Phantom Filth Pig was out there, got friend of the show, Jason Patrick, to tell us how he feels. But I mean, we'll talk about that. But yes, thank you everyone for tuning in on this fine Friday evening. Real quick shout out at the top of the show is that we are 2 weeks away. Well, I mean, we got a bunch of things on the horizon. Feld Dog Summer is fucking heating up, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. Next week, of course, we will have the new Corey Feldman song, Characters. Mm-hmm. So that's on the 27th. But the hits don't stop. Just because the song drops doesn't mean Feld Dog Summer's over, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Because the week after that is 4th of July. Ooh. And I know people probably got plans or whatever, but your boys are going to be right here. Jim and them are going to be live 4th of July. So even if you're out and about, say you're at a party or whatever, you throw on, everyone's got a smart TV. You got a fucking phone. Even if you're out and about at a fair or a carnival,
boring ass fireworks, throw on a stream.
You got a phone, throw the goddamn stream up. Because your boys will be live. It will be a celebration. It'll be a hang.
Project it on the side of your house.
So we will be doing a power hour because I've realized I don't think we've done a lot of newbie. I don't think we've done a power hour for the Corey newbies at all.
So you're going to kill 500 people.
So what that means is get your drinks ready because it'll be a drinking show. We'll be hanging out, ringing in America's birthday, 7-ish Pacific time.
And if you thought we were great storytellers without drinking 8 beers in an hour.
Yes.
Wait, you see us drink 8 beers in an hour.
10 beers, Jim might show up. He's known to show up at goddamn power hours.
Yeah, train your stomach now. Just do a shot of beer every minute all day.
Yes. So, yeah, that's what we do with the power hours. We'll have a playlist going. Now, we don't do... We do more than 60 minutes on a Jim and Them Power Hour. Typically, mm-hmm. we do at least 80 minutes. And essentially, it's just, a song will play for 60 seconds. And then once the next song plays, you take another shot of beer. Continue. If you want to be a tough guy, you could do something harder than beer, but it's not really recommended.
It's never worked once.
Because you're doing, like 60 shots, a shot a minute. So
even people that are like, I'll do it every 10, you're still doing like 8 shots in an hour and a half. So unless you're about that life, generally you're not. And generally when you do, you decide to call in.
We did have a listener call in. And I mean, I'm not saying he made a complete fool of himself. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that he must have thought he made a complete fool of himself because we never saw him again.
Right.
He called in ranting and raving after having so many drinks and then stopped listening to the show, I guess, out of pure embarrassment.
But, fair enough. I guess I can respect it. Yeah. I mean, as a man of honor.
We've all been there.
He woke up, saw the stream, committed Harry Carey.
Yes, BDG, 10 shots of wormwood. Yeah, get your wormwood ready.
Yeah, you turn into like a Last of Us monster.
So, just a heads up. Not to look too far ahead, because of course we still get the song next week, so we'll be celebrating Characters. But then the week after, it will be the 4th of July celebration with your boys here at Jim and Them. Most shows would be like, "Oh man, it's a holiday. We're taking the stream off." Nope, not your boys. We're too goddamn committed to the Corey Feldman war. Romance, whatever you want to call it. But before we move on, oh shit, we're getting a message. I think what is that? Oh, we got Mike on the aim here.
Your MSN messenger.
Yeah, because it looks like Mike's not here. I was wondering where he was at, but much like when Jeff's not here, he hits us up on the aim with an attachment.
Okay,
I got one here from Mike. Let's see what's going on with him. Where he's at tonight? Right. Or will we?
Well, yeah.
Hey, it's Mike. Yeah. I'm not going to make it to the show tonight. I did something I can't take back. I listened to the entire 30-second snippet of Corey Feldman's new song, Characters, all 30 cursed seconds. Not just the 10 we heard on the show.
Hold on, not to go inside. What happened to my mic voice?
That sounds great.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe he's got a cold.
Yeah, that could be it.
Switch 2 all night.
That could be it. Let me take his attachment back.
His new song, Characters, all 30 cursed seconds. Not just the 10 we heard on the show.
4th of July is legitimately my wedding day. You better believe I'm still taking part in the power hour.
Oh, hell yeah, Cody. Yeah, celebrate your wedding day with your boys.
Yeah, go ahead. Too late. You get beat by your wife.
Calls in. Yeah, she's just yelling at him, giving him shit.
Yeah, good.
Did spiritual assault.
Hey, honey, Coca Buns. Coca Buns. Wolfpack, I love you. 30 years.
10 we heard on the show, the full unedited spiritual assault. His faux British accent was echoing in my head for days. It was like a curse that I couldn't escape. I knew what I had to do, but I couldn't physically do it. That's right. I tried to grape myself. It didn't work. Then in one of my darkest hours, I thought there was only one thing left to do. I tried to...
You know what I think I did? I think I pitched it down too much.
The attachment?
Yeah, the attachment. I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Hey, it's Mike. Yeah, I'm not going to make it to the show tonight. I did something I can't take back. I listened to the entire 30-second snippet of Corey Feldman's new song, Characters, all 30 cursed seconds. Not just the 10 we heard on the show, the full, unedited spiritual assault. His faux British accent was echoing in my head for days. It was like a curse that I couldn't escape. I knew what I had to do, but I couldn't physically do it. That's right. I tried to grape myself. It didn't work. Then in one of my darkest hours, I thought there was only one thing left to do. I tried to, you know, unalive myself. But then in the last moment, I thought, nah, bro, we're not doing this over Corey Feldman. So yeah, I'll be out tonight. Probably just going to sit in a cold shower with the song on loop until my body stops resisting. Tell Jeff to give a big shout out to the Filth Pigs for me.
Kino Casino is on hiatus, so Feldman a logging it is. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Wait, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Is Kino Casino? Wait, no, that's not Hugo's thing. Is that a show?
It's called Astropiece Theater.
yes.
I love you all, and I'm trying to recuperate and be ready for 6:27 to hear the full song and suffer with my best friends in the whole world. Until then, remember, we are all just characters in each other's lives. Oh, shit.
But anyways, thank you, Arcade Outpost. Thank you for the super chat. And also, who was it for? Oh, yeah, and Cody, thank you for ignoring your wife on your wedding anniversary.
Well, I think we've all been in our darkest moments, have tried and failed to grape ourselves.
And then we decide to unalive ourselves after that.
I'm so sad I'm going to grape myself. I can't.
So yes, no Mike tonight. He's recuperating after listening to the full 30 seconds because the 30 seconds are cursed. But on the flip side, since Mike's not here, we might have to listen to the back 15 seconds that we didn't listen to last week. We might have to listen to the full 30 seconds. What do you say, people?
Ooh, I don't know. Can we get $1,000?
Yeah.
$1,000 in the chat right now. Let's go.
Let's see your twos. Throw up a two in the chat if we should listen to the back half.
Oh, we got 22-22 right off the top. Yeah, also, Max feel free Murder. To ride in the TTS if you want to. It's grape season.
Yeah, Max Murder with a silent but deadly 22-22. Thank you, brother. Much appreciated. Weren't sure if you're going to be rolling through tonight, but appreciate seeing you in the chat, man. But yeah, throw your twos in the chat or throw your ones if you think we just need to finally hold out. Now, for the people that aren't living that 627 life, the song technically is going to be out on the 22nd.
Yeah, 2-2.
So if you're a fool... Oh, I'm seeing so many twos, dude. Everyone wants to hear the back 15 seconds.
Hey, you guys. From the UK. Corey, you are what we call a bell and lol.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Miss Dog Lover. I love Miss Dog Lover. Always checking in from across the pond. Although,
bell end. I was like, what did you say?
Well, what's funny, though, is not so... call into question your not to say your fake flag in or stolen valor.
I just suck at everything I do.
But you also like your British references are the most obvious like surface stuff.
Yeah,
this could be someone role playing through a character.
Maybe they don't even love dogs.
Yeah, very true. Nah, tons of twos in the chat. When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yeah,
take that, Mike.
Yeah, Obama. We're watching people die and listening to Corey Feldman.
Shout outs, John G. Thank you for becoming a member, my guy. And he threw up a two. And we got Juke Kane with a 22-22, silent but deadly. Love to see it. Thank you. Feeling a lot of love at the top of the show. That's awesome. Also, as a reminder, we also do have, if you want to do the Corey voice, we have the super tips, supertip.gg/Jim and Them.
A.K.A. Bellins.
I'm going to add, I've been meaning to add more voices to that. I'm thinking of adding Savage, but I don't know.
I just suck at everything I do.
Do people want Savage, maybe?
Do we have Chinese and Indian already?
Well, we have those, actually. If you do the regular Streamlabs donation, that does the Indian voice.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Thank you, George Kaptur. Thank you for being a member.
If we have that, and we have... Do we have Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec?
Oh, maybe we could get that. Maybe we get a little Rain Wilson from The Office.
Yeah, get a little Rashida Jones from The Office voice.
Hell I think we got to get Savage. Who's another character? I mean, I don't know if N-Man. I don't know if a AI could properly nail an N-Man voice.
Chinese Cartman?
Ooh. That's got to exist.
I'll work on that one. I'll figure that one out in the lab.
That's got to exist. But anyways, before we get to the snippet, we do have to check in. Corey put up a lot of... Corey's been... Like, I feel like there's been true synergy going on because, dude, even if that guy hates us, we've been fucking promoting the shit out of his song.
Lol.
Now she's sending money in pounds? She really is committed to the bit.
Yeah, Miss Dog Lover is really, really committed to the bit of pretending to be from across the pond.
Listen, you're on... It's just alleged right now. You're on, what, Joker's Notice? Or what is it called?
Fool's Notice?
Fool's Notice, yeah. You're on Bellin's Notice.
But anyways, love us or hate us, that guy can't deny... We've been promoting the fuck out of his music. Yes. There's no one else promoting his music like we are. Mm-hmm. We're his true super fans. We're the true street team when it comes to Corey Feldman. Sorry, HDM. Like, I know you consider yourself a big fan, but you are not putting in the work that we're putting in as far as fucking thumping the ground out there and putting Corey's music on site.
Used to watch back in 2017 and then fell off for a bit until recent. Where did Kristen go? Jimantum is pop culture.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you. What is it? Utah Mid-State. Well, welcome back. Why'd you fall off, you sack of shit? Yeah, where'd you go?
As far as Kristen, we killed her on live stream. Or, I mean, on a live stream. That was a big thing. That's probably why you didn't see us for a while.
What's great, though, is because we're the type of people, also, when you come back, we're just going to be like, well, where the fuck were you?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have our back on there. We would write a whole hardcore song about how you betrayed us. Like, stab us in the front next time.
Mark McGovern, no one wants Savage, even Savage. I don't know, Mark McGovern. Savage is a fucking dark horse. You should see the comments and the emails we get about Savage. Everyone loves him.
Oh, I was thinking Randy Savage this whole time.
No, I'm thinking of that retard that calls into our show.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, well, because...
I'm thinking of characters on the show, and you're like, what about Chinese Cartman?
Well, it's what funny voices we should do, and you say Savage.
I figure you're in the goddamn, the Jim and Them ecosphere. I figure you know what's what.
Yeah. My bad.
No, you're good. But, as I'm getting to here... No one's promoting his music like we are, but Corey's also been on the social media beat himself. He's been putting up some behind-the-scenes footage in studio, in the goddamn lab, working on the fucking new gems for our ears to enjoy. So I didn't watch any of these. I just pulled all the clips just because I figured we'd have to check it out.
Hell yeah, hip-hop.
Because the other thing with this is we're probably going to be exposed to behind-the-scenes tracks that are playing, like...
Oh, yeah.
As where he's filming his engineer, whoever this guy is.
This guy actually has, like, tears rolling down his face, sweat, because he's trying to figure out how he's going to make this into a song.
Yeah, right? actually, hold on. Does he mention in his post who this is?
Obama!
Been listening since 2014. Never stopped listening. Where did Joe Berry go?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is the show? Big fan. How do I listen to the show?
Trying to. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Cody. You know where Joe Berry was. Aren't you a podcast scum? I'm trying to see. Does he say who this guy is?
It's John Patrick.
Happy he did this in honor of Paul McCartney's birthday. He put this stuff out.
Hell yeah.
Happy birthday, Paul McCartney. I was going to hold these back a few more days, but when I learned it was Sir Paul's B-Day, I couldn't resist the chance of releasing it early in the hopes that somehow news travels to him.
Well, and happy birthday, Cody.
And he gets to see my little tribute. Hashtag happy birthday, Paul McCartney. Oh, and he put a balloon emoji.
Oh, man. Where are all our filth picks saying happy birthday, Corey?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to wish Corey a happy birthday. I'm a big fan.
Speaking of tributes, there's been a lot of pre-excitement about what I've teased so far on my new project. So in honor of Paul's B-Day, let's crank it up another notch. Here's some exclusive behind-the-scenes footage from the making of my new song, Characters, which, of course, is a tribute to the Fab Four. Hashtag Characters will be released this coming weekend on 6/22/25.
I just suck at everything I do.
Good timing.
Yeah, good timing. Thank you, Drew Kane. Giving out 10 gift memberships. I do love seeing random comments on the videos where people are like, who gave me a gift sub? This rocks. Mm. This is great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's rando. You never know when you're going to get one.
Just it's
like
funny.
A Corey Jim.
I'm trying to juggle through because I could click on and highlight some of to go inside for a second. I can click on and highlight some of the chat here and there. Mm-hmm. But like sometimes it moves so fast, I'm just clicking on a random fucking guy that's just like, hey, what's up, idiot? Like, you know what I mean? Like just some dumb thing to highlight. No. But anyways, thank you, Max Murder. This motherfucker made Paul's birthday about himself, SMH. Absolutely. That's a Corey Feldman trait right there.
Yeah.
Well,
I looked into the Beatles after I heard he was paying tribute to him.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, right? Not yeah. bad. be released, blah, blah, blah. It's totally inspired by the Beatles and Paul McCartney. And I'm even playing my own drums in the style of Ringo Starr.
Bad.
Here's some clips of the creation of the Dolby Theater Atmos mix.
That's so funny.
Sugar Studios with the amazing engineer Troy. Troy's house. Who's Troy's house? What's his name?
No, I hope it's the guy that did the Flaming Lips album you have to put on three CD players.
Some people were saying they were getting Flaming Lips vibes from his character's snippet.
I was just getting Flaming vibes. Flaming No Lips? Yeah. Come on.
Come on, let's
Come
go.
Come on, folks. Hello.
Troy Ambroff, has he worked on anything? I mean, of course he hasn't, right? There's no way he's worked on stuff we've heard of.
The money spends the same, so maybe
that's true.
Yeah, he's probably worked on crap and crapola even.
Let's see. I was just trying to see if he's got anything on his resume here. I guess he just makes his own music, from what I could see. He's got an IMDb. He worked on the movie The Blackening, which was terrible. I watched that movie. Waltzing with Brando. Yeah, whatever. Bunch of crap. Who cares? And my fateful sidekick, Greg.
Greg.
The Dolby Atmos mix is hashtag coming soon, but won't be immediately available on 6/22. Also, you'll find some video of a piccolo. Is that a trumpet?
I think it's a green Dragon Ball Z. But yeah, I think piccolo is like a trumpet, but
yeah,
it's
okay.
Like a flute.
Video of a piccolo trumpet being played.
Well, that must just be the
at Feldman Studios, along with a candid shot of myself just fresh off the drum kit and laying down some vocals. And of course, the single art designed by the great Mark London.
He's like, here's a video of it. It's just that video of a guy having sex on a bear. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Here's me just getting off the skins. I can't wait for you guys to experience #characters #characters3D. Ooh, I can't wait for it to be in 3D.
Hell yeah. 3D music. Finally.
Well, I mean, he should be getting Divine Bing Bing to get on that 5D music.
Oh, shit. Get Divine Bing Bing there. I'm in the 4DX chair from the theater listening to a gay Beatles cover. It's just whipping me around.
Now, I didn't watch these, but I did hear a little of the beginning of this first clip, and it's already awesome.
Okay.
Like, you already get the vibes of the song.
Okay.
So it's like...
So we're playing 10 seconds of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Love it, yeah, it's just
horrible. Corey Harmon, he's like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
cranking I mean, up.
Sounded like Eleanor Rigby, but better.
love it.
That
crazy. Did you automate it onto the other ones?
I'm about to do that right now.
Nice. Let me just automate it to the other ones.
Yeah,
do you
wanna
dragging it to the trash can.
Yeah. Yeah, doing a little backseat engineering, huh? It's like, yeah, he's doing it, guy.
Yeah.
Are you fixing it right now?
What's he wearing? Is like a fucked up.
It says fuck it.
Okay, hell yeah.
I don't know if that. I mean, I remember fucked like the skate company. FUCT.
Every time we see Corey, he's more and more Mike Steele. Every time I see him, is this pop punk?
Is this
Corey?
This is giving you Mike Steele
I
vibes?
Mean, his blonde hair.
I mean, the blonde
hat,
hair. I guess I could see.
And Versace shirt or whatever that is. I don't know. That's Mike. And where is he?
Mike doesn't wear trucker hats.
What? Feldman's super chat is not working. I fear he splacked it like he splacked the Cobra Taz.
Oh, let me take a look. Oh, thank you, Zenpai. Hold on. I think that could be my bad, actually, on the Feldman super chip.
Oh, did you automate it to the thing? Doing yeah, that right
doing
now.
It right now.
Just pressing on.
No, my bad, because I always forget that I need to... Oh, wait, no.
Chat saying he's looking a bit bloated. Maybe Corey needs to lose some weight.
Ooh, come on. Don't put that in his head.
Lose a little bit of that head weight.
I don't know. It should be working, but whatever. We don't have to worry about it. I mean, give it a shot because it looks like it's working for me.
Ooh, Nico Max from the chat. I honestly think that might be by Buddy Engineering. What the fuck? Which should
oh,
totally
shit.
If he like lives in LA, I'm sure.
Yeah, is that your boy?
That's great. If you just live in LA, you just have an interaction with Corey Feldman at some point where you have to help.
Yeah,
make
you just
him
run into him.
You're playing Piccolo on his track. And the great thing is you don't need to know how to play Piccolo. You could just be like, I know how to play Piccolo.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think he's going to know?
What's up, Gigi? What's up?
Love it. Love it.
What do you think, Travis Scott?
It's good.
You should both.
Right,
nice.
You should like a Beatles.
What's up, Gigi? What's up?
Well, there we go. All right, wait, hold on. I love the stack of box sets. That's
oh,
great.
Yeah.
Just kind of strewn about
open.
On his...
Open. Yeah, there's a couple of them. That's where we put our crap, right? Yeah. Next to the didgeridoo on the couch. He's got didgeridoo there just in case. Mm-hmm. He's trying to make pet sounds right now, I guess.
You know what? He's like in there making cameos and he needs to put his phone on something. So he's like, ah, man, I'll just stack some... Grab me a few of those extra box
sets. Punch a hole in the box, put the phone in it. Dump all the stuff on the floor.
Says Corey Feldman voice is not currently available when I try.
Oh, Zenpai, weird. Let me see. I'll take a look at it again.
Ooh, maybe copyright struck our AI.
Who oh, knows? No way.
Yeah, this guy's classically trained. He's like performed at like that whatever that place that's big in New York. I'm smart.
Wait, what? Oh,
you got to do 1,000.
Oh, fuck! Now I can't
We're
think.
We're smart
of,
guys.
Yeah, now we suck. Now, how do you get to blah blah blah? Practice.
You get it. We don't even have to say it.
Yeah.
Corey's stupid.
Yeah, how do I... Now I can't...
I can't think of... What, Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall,
woo!
Yes. I kept wanting to say Hall.
Yeah.
Hall something or other.
More like Carnegie Hog. This
hey,
guy's
I'm
packing.
Corey
yeah, I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, I like seeing the stack of box sets. A bunch of his old fucking... his old just like audio equipment. I mean, I know we saw that in his box set unboxing... When he pulled out his disc changer.
There's like seven people saying Carnegie Hall because they're on a delay.
Yeah, no, we suck.
Nah, they got it. They do.
They got it. They knew what we meant.
It's just we don't. We just.
We just got too. My head's too full of characters.
Well, yeah, as comedians
and Corey Feldman. Like I gotta push some things out.
Yeah, as comedians, like we don't think about like dumb shit like fucking the flute.
Yeah. Whose grandpa had to come in to play the fucking the piccolo?
Damn! Come on.
This is my dad from the Chocolate Orchestra, whatever the fuck that group was.
Yeah, the Incense the Peppermint. Incense Peppermint Piccolo Solo. From the chat, Adam Carolla.
Why are they always doing this? Why is he always doing that?
Yeah.
He's always like, he's the one filming it, but then
I
he...
I just suck at everything I do.
Welcome to the Wolfpack, probably, Ricky. He's the one filming it, but then he's always the one acting like, what's going on here? I don't understand.
Hmm. Okay, cool. And like how that comes straight down your foot, you know, right through the middle of your heart.
Gotcha. Got ya.
Oh, that's great. This is like what dreams are made of, because this is the goof that we would do when we're taught when we're doing an impression of Corey in the studio, where he'd be like, and then it comes in like, and the guy has to be like,
I mean, you would specifically have to have Corey tell you that if you have any background in music, because you're like, okay, so it's like not like music.
So you would almost have to trick yourself too. Like I would have to trick myself into being like, man, this guy's got a vision at least. Like people want to talk shit, people want to hate, but he knows exactly what he wants. It's all wrong and weird.
Yeah.
But he knows it. He knows what it is.
Yeah, it's like how every like music article thinks Captain Beefheart is good or whatever, and then you listen to Captain Beefheart and you're like, this fucking sucks.
It's so great that he included this footage too. It's like
it's like the Beatles. It's like
okay, and then I and from the screen, like it does say Dolby Atmos. So yeah, I think he has to phase on how like how this surround sound is going to engulf your fucking senses when you're listening to this shit.
Down, and like how that comes straight down your fuck, you know, right through the middle of your.
I like that he stops himself from cursing there.
Straight down your fucking.
Right in your fucking asshole. I mean, no mas.
Disneyland Expresso?
No, that's a come on, Jeff. That's a goddamn spirit jersey.
Was it? Oh, resort.
Disneyland Resort.
Okay. I knew it was a spirit jersey.
All right. thank you, Ju Kane. Corey doing acapella jams on the side for real. Hell yeah, brother. What's great though is when we finally hear the song.
We'll know that part.
Yes, or will the song will be over and be like, "What the fuck part was that that he was talking about? What was the?"
It got buried in the mix. That guy has Fruity Loops up ready to make the.
And that's absolutely what you'd have to do with all of these, by the way. Like you listen to it, and you're like, "Oh yeah, yeah, all right," and then just bury everything.
Well, yeah, he has to like. Stop what he's doing and slowly turn around to whatever bullshit he's saying. All right. Yeah, I get it.
Leave me the fuck alone for a minute.
Down, and like how that comes straight down your fuck, you know, right through the middle of your heart.
Got right in your fucking heart.
Bap!
Congrats on 24,000 subs. Corey in the stew. Mike's brain is coca buns from the 5D music. Jim and Jeff goofing. Life is good. No mask. hip hop.
Thank you, yeah. E-Rock. 2424. Yeah, just celebrating 24K subs.
Well,
we'd love to see it. If you haven't, go ahead and smash that goddamn subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen.
And that also makes me think they just like recorded one 30-second guitar part that they're like looping in different ways. Like,
oh, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like, oh, I get that. He's like copy-pasting something.
Yeah. Let's see.
That sounds like a sounder.
Oh my god! No way!
Yeah, dude, the end of the song. That's got to be like, get to it now! Just like the Beatles when he starts singing like Michael Jackson at the end.
Dude, this is like literal 5D bars. It sounds like five songs all at once.
Yeah. Well, and imagine you have it pumping through your stereo system all around your room.
This is also the thing where he's like, no, you don't understand. You're hearing the surround through just stereo. That's why it sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
Buttermilk jug, $2.22. Obama, hashtag piss. Yeah, you know, I couldn't have said it better myself. True. Thank you.
Hashtag piss.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, a little acapella at the end. Blah, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in for something special.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really like a band that broke up 10 years ago. There's like leak in the previews. You're like, it sounds like their first album.
Well, you can even hear in the guy's voice, he's like, all right, this here?
Perfect. Okay.
Obama. Smash the like and sub for more sweet bangers like this. Hashtag fell dog summer where the lips do. Does Dolby Atmos have them?
Hell yeah, man. Go. Thank you, Max. Yeah, where the hell are Obama. The lips, though?
Sergeant Becker's Lonely Box Set Bland.
Thank Sergeant you, Chat Martin.
Sergeant Belland.
So I'm trying to make it the most impactful.
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not quite, you're not feeling all
so if it
fun.
Doesn't work, then we'll do every other one.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's try, here's an idea.
Oh my god,
oh, he's
dude.
Mixing it live and just going like back and forth. Like this here and that here, this here and that here.
Is this? There's no chance this is just because we're hearing it through like a weird mix. Like it's going to sound like a song, right? I mean,
yeah.
I know I'm asking an impossible question. Like I know the answer to it, but I always try. I mean, we all try to be fair. I try to give them the benefit of the doubt, but this sounds like garbage to say the fucking, the most obvious thing.
Yeah.
It sounds horrendous.
Yeah. I mean, it's a phone recording of a Dolby Atmos. So we got to get the see, he even has like the 3D room.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then he's just going up, down, like, which I assume is just left, right. Like, that's it. Anytime someone's like, oh, the stereo effects, it just means it's going to one ear or the other.
Well, I mean, with Atmos, it is like a more advanced surround, but I bet you literally all he's doing, like if say you have a little joystick or something to control the surround, he's probably just going in circles. And when you listen to it, yeah, it's literally just going to sound like he's running, like Corey's running around you in circles, screaming terrible lyrics at you.
I mean, he has the joystick right there. He's doing it. Front, back, Obama. Front, back.
Stop playing this. My wife is already pregnant.
Well, she's about to have twins, brother. Yeah.
Get ready, man. Thank you, Pookie James. Thank you for the super chat,
brother. Like in the earlier whatever, there's like some control that's just like the sound thing that's totally peaking in the corner too.
Yeah.
It just keeps hitting like the top. Like, perfect. Just like that. Because I'm sure Corey told him to keep it. Because even right now, he's trying to do something else from what Corey said. Because Corey's like, well, if it doesn't work, I guess we could just go like blah, blah, blah.
Do you think this guy, like, would he be able to be like, hey, can you not like put me in these videos? Like, can you not put me in the social media? Or can you like Alan Smithy your way out of a engineering credit or a production credit.
My boy Alan's in the studio. My boy John Doe.
Because I mean, I don't know the full origin of that, but like for people that don't know, like directors or whatever, if a movie kind of gets out of their hands or taken away from them, they'll be like, oh, take my fucking name off of it. Mm-hmm. And then like a running thing is they put Alan Smithy as like the anonymous director or whatever.
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
Ah, that was it.
This kind of gets a...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There it goes. Dude, we're seeing it.
Yeah.
Corners.
Hitting all the corners.
Really, you're right. It literally is just going back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know what else he would do with that. Because he gave him a wall of sound mix, and he's like, make it 3D. Like, I guess I could just make it, like, spin around you.
Oh, wait, we have another one coming in. Obama.
Sounds just like Lennon and McCartney.
That's what I was thinking.
Absolutely George Kaptur.
Yeah.
You can totally hear the Beatles influence. He nailed it.
The guitar tone.
Metal baby. Is he saying metal baby?
Metal baby.
He's a metal baby. Metal baby.
That's right before the break. Metal
baby. This kind of gets a...
Yeah.
You really feel the shifts a bit more.
Yeah.
Corey doesn't like it.
I want to see how that's going to translate in the stereo, because it might translate just as a volume shift, which might not be as desirable.
Yeah.
As like that cool like panning like spatial thing.
This producer has since unalived themselves. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Thank you, E-Rock. Oh, and Max Mattson, thank you for the super chat. Have you reviewed Bordello of Blood on the show? We have not. I saw that in theaters like when it initially came out way back in the day.
Hell yeah.
I don't remember much of it. I do remember actually, you know, now that I think about it, because I mean, I was real young. I mean, I used to watch horror movies as a young lad. Mm-hmm. Not like these weirdos who like, oh, my parents don't let me watch them or whatever. I don't know what it couldn't be me.
Yeah.
I don't know what that life is. But I do remember at the time being a little kid, I was like, oh, Corey Feldman's in it. That guy's cool.
Yeah.
So I like that was when he had cool like black spiked hair, which is still a decent look for him.
Well, and it, Corey Feldman was like my girlfriend's like first crush from like, Stand
really?
By Me.
Really? Yeah. Oh, the Teddy Duchamp version.
Yeah, yeah. That's peak.
Luckily, Mike's not here because he'd go on and on about how a young Corey Feldman was ugly when we all know he was the boy next door.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry he can't be jacked and a child.
Yeah, like tiny Hercules or whatever.
Yeah, he's like the only good child actor is Baby Hercules.
Yeah, Baby Hercules. Mike's such a body slut.
Mike's so gay.
Might not be as desirable. It's like that cool, like, panning, like, spatial thing that we've got going. Yeah, it's just kind of is louder and then isn't all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's what we were afraid of.
Oh, he's getting really frustrated. He's really frustrated.
I mean,
there.
I was clear when I went. But clearly, you're a fucking idiot.
Were you not paying attention? Push over. Let me get on the controls.
Yeah, it's just all bottom left. Yeah, it's like it's coming from the bathroom. I want people to think there's music playing in the bathroom, like one of those YouTubes that's like rain and music playing softly from another room. That would be a good YouTube, a 7-hour YouTube stream. Corey Feldman playing from another room while it's raining Tokyo nights.
Yeah, cozy or cozy lo-fi Corey Feldman stream.
Bart smoking weed.
And actually, Santa's little helper.
Should we just print money and put that up?
Yeah, Santa's little helper is sleeping behind him. Bart's smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah. For every holiday, we just have Halloween cozy vibes. And it's,
yeah, lo-fi Corey cozy vibes.
Yeah.
15 hours thunderstorm lo-fi Corey vibe.
But everything has such an unhinged aura. Like you, all it would do is just put you on edge.
Give you nightmares. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of as loud. Oh, here we go. It's on Mattias.
Yeah, that's what we were afraid of.
The Royal We.
I mean, that's kind of literally fucking yeah. I Am the Walrus, yeah. Right?
I mean, yes, Jim.
Like
yes.
The background music, yeah, like it's literally.
One, it's the and melody. Like,
yes,
and
the, right?
Choking jokers, soaking bokers. Don't you think the devil laughs at you? Yeah. But imagine if it's like, wow,
yeah, whoosh, whoosh. Whomp. Well, what's great, though, is being able to see this behind-the-scenes stuff. Is I love watching the ball go around because now we know how the Atmos is going to go, and it looks like a goddamn mess.
Yeah.
Creative.
Like, watch the ball. Dude, there are ones whipping around each other. There's like three different ones, and one will be on like the left, it'll zip to the right, and the one on the right will zip to the left.
Well, more interesting to me is front left and top right are just there the whole time. So I feel like you would just want left and right, but I guess bottom left and top right.
Because I think Dolby is, like, because I have a Dolby surround setup, and if it's similar to at least like the home theater, that could be, I think mine's 7.1, but you can have a 7.2. Which is, essentially, what would that be? So, yeah, it's like 7 speakers and 2 subwoofers. Mm-hmm. So you have, your left and right front, your left and right rear. Then you also have, the high ones that are like, you can either have them that are facing up so it bounces off to the ceiling, or you can mount them towards the ceiling so they're coming down.
Okay, and you're getting this installed for the song?
Yes, yeah.
And then you're I spent $13,000.
And then you have your center channel. So yeah, that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so yeah, 6, 7. And then you have 2 subwoofers for your serious bass, so your bass can come all around everywhere. So yeah, the high ones, I guess, are just chilling. But the other ones are, it's fucking zipping all around you, dude. Yeah. The songs are just whipping around for no rhyme or reason.
Your surround system just smoking.
let's see. Real quick. Wavy G, this reminds me of Chris Gaines era Beatles. Wait, was Chris Gaines, was that the Garth Brooks guy?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, here we go. Thank you, Wavy G. Whoop. 7.2.4 brainwash filth pig. All right, so yeah, maybe that's even that new shit. I guess I don't even know about that shit yet. I'm on the old shit, the 7.2.
Yeah, the song won't sound good on your old shit.
I know you can, because I guess what? Then you can get another 2 rear high ones? Or what's the other ones? Unless you're just doing a fucking Love Left joke that I completely missed.
Obama!
Wait, was Love Left 2.1 meaning stereo sound all along? My mind can now be considered blown.
Ooh, no.
Thank you, Juke Kane.
Not to be all Joe Rogan on you, but I don't think so, man.
Just give him a no sell on a joke. Oh, there we go. So yeah, that's some behind the scenes shit there for you. I mean, all this does is just get me more and more anticipated for this song.
Right, because you hear the bits and pieces, but there's no way you can predict where they're gonna be.
Yeah, no way. This is gonna be something special, ladies and gentlemen.
This is gonna be a big one.
But yeah, I guess we should maybe just listen to the back 15 seconds.
Yeah.
What are we doing anymore?
Yeah.
What are we doing? I mean, what are we risking? Are we risking cursing ourselves if we do that?
Nah.
Are we going to be cursed?
No, I think we'll just be fruitful and multiply, honestly.
Wow.
Now, to Corey's credit, although maybe it's not even his credit, it's just because he ripped off the Beatles, but this has been in my head. Well, also because we played it a million times, even though it was only 10 seconds. We kept playing it last week.
I mean, every Corey song we play, we have in our head.
I was going to say, I have it in my head. I had it in my head all week. The we are just characters. And then a lot of commenters were saying the same thing. But yeah, it could just be because it's essentially ripping off the Beatles. And it's because we listen to it a million times, the same 10 seconds over and over
again.
Or
it could be musical genius.
Or, yes, it could be like he finally done did it. Like,
yeah, this could be his Vultures too.
Ooh, could it? This could be his Donda. all right, here we go.
You're all just characters in each other's lives. We all make up characters that create the global show.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Do we pass the point of no return?
Okay, we already knew global show.
Yeah, we already knew that part. We're up to the point that we've already heard.
Uh-huh.
Are we gonna finally, are we making a pact that we'll at least listen to the full snippet? There was someone in our chat on Thursday that was so upset that we didn't listen to the full snippet. He was like, you guys are no longer pop culture.
Like, smashing stuff in his room. Like, you can go to Twitter and also listen to it.
There was a guy, he wouldn't stop talking about how we didn't listen to the full snippet.
Well, you edged him, bro, and then yes. You didn't get him off.
Yeah, we're gooning, dude. We're all just gooning right now. We're just edging.
Yeah, but you edged with no goon. There was no final fap.
There was no release. That's right. There was no release and aftercare. Whoa,
wait a minute.
I didn't do that. What?
Yeah, he's
is that
skipping.
Just. Is that part of the song, or is he releasing...
How did we know to stop it before it happened? Like, we stopped it right before he cut to whatever part.
Now, what's interesting, and actually what I'm glad, now that I'm kind of glad that we listened to this, is because I can't tell, is he just doing a snippet but giving us previews of different sections of the song? Or knowing him... Is that just how the song goes? Because we've always talked about how he has like the... Like he'll throw in random moments that seemingly have nothing to do with the next.
Yeah, I mean, even for Corey, that would be pretty crazy if that wasn't edited.
Like a quick fade into a different... If that's how the actual song
goes. Well, maybe it's because we don't have Atmos.
Yes, yeah.
maybe it like hits you in the balls normally.
That creates the global show.
Maybe it's like sicko mode when the beat switches on sicko mode.
Yeah, maybe it's like tribute to Drake and the Beatles because he's like, man, Drake really does great change up beat change ups. Oh, we didn't miss anything, actually.
We didn't miss anything.
He actually, you know what? Props to Corey.
He knew for the good of the show.
Corey. All right. We get it. Wait, nope. Corey did us a goddamn solid. He actually cut it. He cut it himself and just played the end of the fucking song.
He's like, I know they're going to pause it 70 times in 10 seconds. I'll give them nothing after that. They'll have no part two.
They're not even going to know. They're getting nothing.
Yeah. I'm going to make the show better.
All right. I won't pause it. Let's just play the whole thing through just to hear how the flow goes.
And sing along at home.
And sing along at home. We all know it's all our favorite.
Mm-hmm. We're all just characters in each other's lives. We all make up characters that create the global show.
Thank you.
the Beatles.
Dude, he did us a goddamn solid. He saved us from ourselves.
Yeah, he knew that we couldn't help ourselves. We're little piggies.
Who out there, who in the chat knew about this? Who knew about this and didn't tell us?
Yeah, who told Corey?
Well, actually, that's the other thing. Now that I'm glad we got to this point, because if you're in the chat right now, or if you're listening on the podcast, or you're watching on the replay or whatever, you have to admit, if you don't wait for, if you don't wait for 627, you have to own up to it.
Mm.
When you come back in the chat, or if you comment on the video,
yeah,
we're on an honor system. I mean, you're only going to get graped by Mike, and you have to unalive yourself. But
right. Yeah.
You do have to admit it. You have to name and shame yourself and let us know that you couldn't wait and you had to listen to the Corey Feldman song before.
Sackcloth, ashes, self-flagellation.
Just
all that, and then we're cool, man. You're just going to get graped by Mike. I forgot these are the terms.
Yeah, frothy philosophy saying he's not waiting till 627. Okay.
All
you have to do
it,
is unalive yourself and get raped. But you also have to tell, we have to be on equal ground where we can at least all admit it to each other. Like, you have to come in and you have to tell the rest of the filth pigs, the rest of the wolf pack, yeah, man, I fucking listened to the song.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait. I listened to the song already.
Yeah, have the same accountability that Corey does.
Yeah.
We listen and
cowards.
We listen and we don't judge. That's the filth pigs for us.
So be ready. Be ready next week in the chat or in the comments to own up to your mistake. Take penance. You'll have to say like four of our fathers or some Hail Marys or something. Yeah.
Plus, you got grapes, so you had premarital sex. And
you got graped as well.
Ones. Yeah.
And you might just get banned from the channel.
Yeah. But hey, we're all here for you.
I let Andrew Scott in the chat. The whole thing that we are doing here is so wild.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a month buildup for a month. Didn't he announce this like April or something?
Yes, yeah. We've been hyped. We've been getting hyped, loving it the whole time.
Well, and every 222 day is big for us. We got in two. Oh, it actually comes out in 2 days. I was like, what happens in the next 222 day?
Yeah. How's he going to top it for fucking 822, though?
Mm.
That's the question that's on everyone's mind for fucking Feld Dog Summer.
Well, you see, it ends 7/22 because that also comes before 8.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm stupid. Because in my mind, I'm already like, next week's 4th of July. What the fuck?
Well, and don't even think about 9 because 7 ate it.
Oh, he always gets me with that. But yeah, let's make a pact, everybody. If you listen to the song, you got to own up to it. All right?
Yeah.
It's the least you could do. Don't carry that secret. Yeah. I don't want you carrying that guilt.
Hey, you're gonna carry that guilt. Carry that guilt louder. Sorry, it's his cover of that song.
I'm trying to help you here. I'm just trying to make it so we're all back on equal ground. But also...
Because I'm the ass man.
It's time to look at Corey's Twitter!
Yes, and of course, it's everyone's favorite time.
I already see the misspelled word. It's not supposed to be misspelled.
Where is my thing? Oh, here it is. We are all
that's
this
so funny.
Character. Oh, actually, you know what? I wasn't sure. This footage might be different as well.
Well, yeah, I didn't remember him being right there, but that might be when the guy just had to keep looking at him and stopping what he was doing.
So, yeah, we're taking a look at Corey's Twitter. We might actually have some more behind-the-scenes footage with him and the engineer and the horrible Atmos Dolby that mixing that he's doing. But 1 week from now, you'll get a chance to hear my Magnus Opus.
Yeah, the classic Magnus Opus.
Yeah, the good old Magnus Opus.
If I could quote Latin for a minute, it's me, Magnus Opus, from Mr. Magnus Opus.
Called hashtag characters. And a few short weeks later, you'll get to experience the 3D Dolby.
Obama.
For months, I've been lighting extra prayer candles at church, praying for a new Corey song. I now know there is a God.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brainwashed filth pig.
Although, to his credit, maybe Magnus Opus is his black son.
Kinda. I guess I kinda get it.
Sounds like one kind.
Thank you, Brainwash Filth Pig. Appreciate the super chat, my dude. And yes, this is proof that there is a God. Later, you'll get to experience the 3D Dolby Atmos version. So here's a quick look at me producing that amazing Atmos version. As I direct the shred guitar solo at Sugar Studio LA. Oh my God.
Yeah, see, on that one, you can play and swirl it around.
Oh, I see. Dude, they're literally doing the thing that we were just joking about. They're going to swirl the guitar solo around.
Because, I mean, again, when you only have like one track to work with, all you can do is make it swirl around.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I imagine in music, there's probably not a lot of uses for this. I mean, I guess you could if you're like a fucking 12-piece band or something, but it's more for movies.
Like, usually, yeah, obviously movies, because you already, and you have a direct plan for the most part, like, oh, okay, we can go by what's on the screen, or we know that the geography of the scene, we have things over here, things over there, whatever it might be. But also, I'm sure there are some musicians that use this really effectively because they do have an actual musical vision, and probably like full orchestras or whatever the fuck, where they can really lay out and make an experience. This guy's just like, I'm the Beatles now, so here's my Dolby song. Buy new AirPods for it, or else it's going to sound like shit.
That's cool. So this is where it's at right now. So do you want to do like kind of back right corner, front left?
Yes. And then straight to that corner. Yeah. Okay. Back to that corner. Bounce, bounce, bounce. And then back behind it over here. Bounce, 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 bounce. And then the last part. Straight through the middle. Okay,
so. All right, back left. Then right to the. All right, hold on. Oh, okay, yeah, we just got. That's the taste we got. I love it because it literally shows that there's no rhyme or reason to how it's going to go. Because the guy's like, oh, so you want it front right, then going to back left? He's like, yeah, then right over to this corner as well.
Yeah, then spin, spin, spin. Yeah. I would love if that room, the 3D room, just had a toilet in the corner.
That's what it would sound like in my bathroom.
And yeah, we have another one here too. Okay, this might be one we already saw though, because yeah, he is the same caption as his IG about it being Paul McCartney's B-Day. I want to take the opportunity. Blah blah blah.
From the chat, from that corner of the porta potty to that corner of the porta potty.
As well, so I'm trying to make it the most impactful.
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not quite. You're not feeling. All
so
this
if it
fun.
Doesn't work, then we'll do every other one.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's try this idea. That wasn't it. This kind of gets a...
Alright, yeah, we saw this. Honestly, I want him to release a 3-hour documentary on just this song. Well, on just the making of this song.
Don't worry on there, because there probably will be, and it will cost a lot of money.
Yeah, a great new box set. The new characters box set.
The characters song box set. it comes with like a cheap pair of Atmos headphones, and it charges you $1,200
for it. You really feel the shift a bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Who we got here?
The problem what you're asking for is going to make people shit their pants.
Who's on the line?
You asked my voice.
What up?
Oh, N-Man. What's up, dude?
They're pointing to where Corey literally threw his instruments making this song.
Thank you, Max. How you been, N-Man?
Good.
What are you up to, dude?
Well, just relaxing and watching and read the chat.
Hell yeah. Are you excited for the new song next week, for the new Corey Feldman song?
Of course I am.
Yeah, it's called Characters.
Ooh, that's cool.
All right, N-Man. Well, hey, what else is going on for you, dude?
Well, I'm surprised that Jeff isn't Mike's seat.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no Mike this week, huh? Are you concerned about that?
Yeah.
Where do you think he's at?
I don't know. He's probably at home.
Wrong.
Could be. How's the show going? Are you still doing your YouTube show?
Yeah, I am. I'm still doing the Texan cast.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And, Dr. Parks is
and that? Also, who said that?
Mike.
That was Jeff.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Jeff.
I was playing.
Jeff.
I play too much.
Okay. Because, like I'm saying, Game Time will be back, everybody, before NFL season.
Yeah. Are we getting the gang back together for Game Time, man?
Yeah, I do talk with Ethan on TikTok.
Well, what about me, though? I'm one of the founders of Game Time.
Of course you are. Come on, Jim.
All right. So, yeah, it'll be me and you discussing football as the new season gears up, right?
You, N-Man, Ethan Klein.
Yep.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks for calling in, N-Man. A lot of people loving you in the chat, dude.
Yep, even Twitch.
Oh yeah, what do you have to say to the chat before you go?
Yeah, and also if that guy show up again from last time, I will call in.
All right. Well, the bully that was calling in, you mean?
Yep.
All right, so you'll protect us, right?
Got our backs.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thanks, man.
Oh, no. Oh wait, here's one for you.
Bring back Game Time's Oink Me Daddy.
Oink him.
Zoink.
Yep.
Zoink is dead, guys.
Zoink is dead?
Yeah, because it's the new N-Man.
Oh, you changed?
I didn't know. Wait, hold on. All right.
Okay.
I'm about to hang up on you, but so what replaced Zoink then? Because this is the new N-Man.
Yeah, you're like Christian or something?
Nope, the Golden Boy.
Oh, the
Golden Boy. You did tell us that. Well, thanks, brother.
No problem. Have a good evening.
Have a good one, man.
Stay golden. Always love a good check-in with him.
Yeah. Who's on the line?
What's up, fellas? It's Drew from Frisco again.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Jeff? You weren't there the last time I talked, Kev, but good to hear your voice.
Hey, thanks. You have the same area code I used to have. Let's go.
Nice.
All right.
707,
so,
baby.
Fellas. 707. I was in Vallejo.
I was in Santa Rosa. What you know about that?
Hell yeah. Local
I know about Santa Rosa. Yo. Santa Rosa is part of the wine country.
Yeah, it's a dump.
All right. This is an N-Man on the line anymore. What do you got for us?
I got something funny to tell you guys. So I did a little research and digging to where when you guys did the Love Left, that whole stupid documentary about him, Corey, about making his music and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Okay, so you remember there's a part where you guys were talking about the 33, picture frame painting. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Okay.
Someone actually did reach out to me about that, but did you find out what it was?
Okay, so I don't know what it was. I don't know exactly. But the funniest thing about it is that follows him in a bunch of places. If you go and watch the and station, what's that song? Millennium, whatever.
Yeah, Ascension Millennium.
It's in that video. So when he's like leaving his bedroom, that fucking painting or picture is on that wall.
No, someone told me what it was, and now I forget. Like that's.
I think it's one of those Podesta paintings where it's like, what is this? Why do they have it?
No, someone told me what it was. Hold on. I'm going to try to find it.
That video is from, 2013, 2016? I mean, my timeline might be messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's old school, and that's for the real ones like us who, monitor and eagle eye any footage of his house for real time, big time obsessives.
It's been there. So whatever it means, like, I mean, it's kind of wild. Like, I saw that in the video of the music video. I'm like, holy shit. And it's now in the studio when he's doing the whole documentary. I'm like, man, this shit follows him.
Yeah, shit. And I do know what it is, but now I can't find the email. But I'll fill you in. I'll solve the mystery for you.
I mean, I was thinking, like, maybe he's like a Jim Brown fan because that was his number 33. Ooh, but yeah. Come on.
Da Bears.
No, it's something to do with, it was something the all the band got. It was, you know what? It was his birthday. I remember now. It was his 33rd birthday, and they made some sort of poster out of, it might be tickets to the show that he did that night for the party. It's something real dumb like that.
Well, I mean, come on, man. We're talking about Corey, so.
Yeah, no, he's obsessed with birthdays. Yeah. He's like fucking Hunter. He's like Nick from the Theme Park Guys. I don't know if anyone gets that reference.
All I know is that, hey, I saw when you guys were doing like the snippet of his tribute to the Beatles. It's like, oh my God, you guys are cracking me up. Oh, we're only going to do 10 seconds. Oh, we're only going to do 15. I mean, the full song is probably going to be, oh God.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, brother. And thanks for listening.
All right, man. You guys have a good night, man.
Yeah. Have a good one, dude.
All right, later.
Later. Oops, someone else was calling, but I missed it. Yeah, taking a few calls. We're slowly dipping our toes back in. I'm sure we might get a call from a certain someone. Yeah, no, I can't find it right now. But no, now that I kind of remember, because someone reached out and they were like, no, I was at the birthday party, and that's what that poster is. It's a... he did a show or something and it was his birthday and they made like a collage of all the tickets or something. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
What's up, brothers? What's up, Jeff? Wolfpack for life. It's Evil Nick.
Yo. Hell yeah. Evil Nick. Welcome aboard, man. Yeah. How are you doing, dude?
I'm back, baby. I love characters. Let me tell you, your characters in my life, baby.
So
I'm
wait,
2022.
Evil Nick.
Now you, Jeff missed the episode where all the call-ins happened. Like We had an episode where you weren't here. A ton of people called in. Evil Nick called in. But wait, Evil Nick, when you called in, didn't you just stumble upon the show that night, or am I misremembering?
Well, no, I always watched your show, but I stumbled upon how
Who's
to call
talking
you
now?
Guys.
Oh, I gotcha. All right.
Oh, man, I'm a mess, dude. I got multiple personalities. But I did catch the part where Corey did get kicked out of they fired him from where he played the retard.
Gilbert Grape, yes.
Because
that's
he
right.
was a junkie. They said, get out of here, junkie.
Yeah,
get
they
the
did.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, what you sipping on, Evil Nick?
Oh, I'm on all kinds of shit, brother. I'm all kinds of shit. I love it. I'm fucked up tonight, baby. It's a good night. But let me tell you something.
All right.
Oh, dude, brother, I love Jeff. Thanks. Jeff is the man. I didn't get to see you last time. It was Mike, so hey. Now Mike's not there, now Jeff's here. I love it.
Yeah. Thanks, Evil Nick. Thanks for calling in. I know Jeff loves hearing the love.
Yes, I appreciate all you guys.
All right, thank you, dude.
222, Wolfpack for life. Love you guys. Hopefully I get calling again soon.
Hell
Evil
yeah, brother.
Nick's out.
Thanks, Evil Nick.
Peace. Yeah.
I like when people forget the character. No, I didn't know. I mean,
Who's on the line?
Hi, is this Jim and them?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
I just want to say I love you guys.
Ah, man, thank you. We love you back, dude.
And I love Corey, and when in doubt, go for it.
Absolutely. Feeling funky, come back king. The joke is on you.
Yeah. Okay, hell yeah. Oh, my God. Have a good night.
Have a good one, dude.
Bye.
I like how he's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. We had someone else, but yeah, we'll see. Because yeah, you missed it a couple weeks back. We had like a million calls and people were just digging it, loving life. Evil Nick was rocking and rolling.
They're all just characters. In the
yeah.
Stage.
I mean, on the global stage, they create the global show.
want to see how that's going to translate in the stereo, because it might translate.
Okay, yeah, we saw this one.
Shift, which might not be as desirable. Yeah. As like that cool, like panning, like spatial thing. That we-
All right, who we got? Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Caller, listen to your phone. Listen on your phone.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, are you there?
Hey.
Kill yourself. Or unalive yourself.
Unalive yourself. Yeah. Crape yourself.
Hey, crape.
Hey, crape.
Hey, it's me, the voices in your head.
I love you. Hey,
I'm
love
the
you.
Positive self-talk voice. You gotta take more time for self-care.
I love you. You're valuable. You know what, sir? You're valuable.
You're valuable.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You're a good person, and the world's a better place because you're in it.
Obama.
Corey has no idea what any of this stuff does.
I gotta hang up on you, sir or ma'am. I don't know what that is. Maybe they get scared or they just forget how to use a phone. Who's on the line?
Better play it because you're in it.
All right. Listen to your phone.
I got to hang up on you, sir. Or ma'am.
Oh, nice.
What are you doing? Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
This is good, Nick. And I did not grape my wife, and I did not unalive my dogs.
Oh, man. Thank you, good Nick.
Okay, I believe him. I don't think he did any of that stuff. I didn't even know he was alleged to do that stuff, but he brought it up.
You know what? Yeah, good Nick. I mean, I'm glad you set the record straight there, because I was a little concerned. Who's on the line? Turn us down. All right, now you know what, I gotta go. We're gonna have to turn you off. We're gonna have to turn you all off.
The global stage is
this. This could be it. This could be it. Who's on the line?
Hey guys, it's Corey.
There
we
go.
I'm in Florida doing blow with hookers. What are you guys doing?
How much are those hookers, Corey?
Yeah, I'm missing you.
I got them for a 50 bag, but they're not that good looking.
But you gave up a 50 bag? Is that like how many balloons are in a 50 bag?
That's not a bag that exists.
Well, I don't do balloons anymore, and I told them it was blow, but between you and me, it's really Ajax.
Oh, man. That's a great grip that you're doing there, Corey. Okay. I love what you're doing, man.
I'll give you three-fourths of a gram.
Just wanted to let you guys know I love what you're doing and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much, Corey. Appreciate you listening.
Hell yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Later, man.
I mean, that sounded exactly like him. That might have been Corey.
Who's on the line?
On the line.
Hey, it's me, kind of mid Nick. I just wanted to say Coco Buns, Obama, and you guys have a great rest of your night.
Oh, man. I love all the Knicks out there.
I like them. I don't love them.
Yeah. I'll tolerate that. I'll take it.
It's kind of mid.
Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Artie.
Hey, what's up, Artie?
Hey, boy, Artie, what's up? Are you guys?
I just want to say, we're all just characters in each other's lives.
Right on, Wolfpack!
Hell yeah, Wolfpack, baby. Thanks, Artie. Artie really threw me for a loop. He covered his voice, and then all of a sudden he was dropping character bars on me.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It appeals to just everyone.
Yeah, everyone's loving characters. Who's on the line?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, who are you? What's your thing?
Well, I'm not going to do voices and shit.
But all right.
My name is Davey. I had to tell you, okay, so I started, I watched you guys do the phone thing where you call Corey Feldman or whatever.
What, when we called
you know what I'm talking about?
Heather Don May?
What?
When we called Heather Don May, or who'd we call? I don't remember calling Corey.
No, oh, it's like the AI fucking,
Corey.
Like the AI,
all right, I got gotcha.
AI Corey.
Hell yeah, all right, I got gotcha you now.
Okay, so I called AI Corey.
Yeah.
And I was like, I talked to him for a minute, and I was like, hey, how's the drugs doing? He's like, I do blow all the time. I was like, oh, that's cool. He's like, I got heroin that killed Corey Haim.
Oh,
I'm
Jesus.
Like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, that's a bit much. What the hell?
Well, dude, that's...
So, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, that's the ghost in the machine. You got to be careful. It's all fun and games messing with the AI until the ghost in the machine shows up.
Yeah, and he was a prick like Corey, too. I'm like, holy shit. I appreciate you guys making me fucking sit there and talk to Corey Feldman for 24 hours. He invited me over to watch Lost Boys, too.
And
his
yeah.
man cave, he said. I said, your man cave, what is that, your butthole? He goes, no, that's called my bungalow. I'm like, well, your bungalow.
All right.
So, well, all right, anyway.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, don't mess around with AI too much. It can get pretty creepy. But thanks for the call, and thanks for listening, brother.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Later, man. It is funny that people are like, all right, I'll go talk to AI Corey as well. And, of course, whoever made AI Corey is like a degenerate, so it's going to be like AI Corey is just going to be fucking despicable, I guess, as he should be. Let me see what else we got. Back on Corey's Twitter. Hey, Feldman, wishing you the best on your new album. Just about done with mine. 18 hours of studio makes Jack a dull boy, LOL. All to get ready for radio and the masses. I love these people that they do. These are secret, like, hey, love what you're doing, but also look at the stuff I'm doing. Like a secret way to be like, I'm working on stuff too. But then Corey also had to be like, thanks, bro, but I haven't announced an album. Only a new song and various musical projects I'm toying with. Just have a lot in the oven at the moment, but we'll see what comes out, right? Good luck on yours for sure. Love, God bless. Actually, not a bad answer. Not a bad answer from Feldman.
Yeah. Usually it turns it into being angry at them.
Yeah, I never said album. I just said song.
Yeah, fuck you. Delete yourself. I'm Matt Hardy.
Actually, yeah, no, I saw this one. This one, people keep doing this thing where there's a clip of Corey, but they'll overdub like a good song over it to make him look good.
Okay.
But that's what they did here. Like it's Corey performing the Cry Little Sister.
Oh yeah.
But it's the real song.
And he's mad at it.
And it's like, yeah, King Corey with a classic.
I didn't watch the clip. I saw his response. That's an insane response to this.
And his response, please delete this post. And the guy's like, consider it done. He doesn't delete it, by the way.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, done.
Thanks. That's a load of crap. Why would you send someone, why would someone lay a track over a video to try and make me look like I can't sing? If my performance is so bad in the first place, I know, because you all suck. Well, it's great because it's like, no, he put a good version over it. I hate to tell you this, Corey, but it seems like Omar Tarengo character has made many similar videos like this of you, and they've gotten millions of views. The first one I posted has 2.3 million views.
They'll never stop trying to desecrate my good work. It's okay. I expect it. I think they do me favors, actually, because when people come to the show, and they come in droves, they always leave pleasantly surprised, unless hashtag if you know, you know. What the fuck? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I need your help here. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I get it.
Yeah. And literally, I expected it to be like those old, remember, like Creed shreds, and it just sounds like it's just someone like fucking around on things.
Yeah, they're like, not doing the bad version. Like the goof. I mean, I guess he does understand the goof, because the goof is like, what if it sounded good?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh man, it's so crazy for it to sound good. But I don't get what he's getting at when he says, you know, like, yeah, we try to desecrate his art, but then people come to the show in droves and leave pleasantly surprised unless hashtag if you know, you know. What is he hinting at there?
Yeah, unless... Wait, what? Leave pleasantly surprised unless Jim and them are talking about me? That's
yeah, I don't I'm know. Thinking. Unless something. Unless we're what? Dark power, dark money? Or maybe, like, it has to be a weird
unless
conspiracy
they're Jewish.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
He's also Jewish.
Unless it's the damn Jews again. It'd be great if he had suddenly made a turn and then it was like, you're Jewish.
Well, he did say that we had dark money behind us. Yeah. He basically did say that. So they leave pleasantly surprised unless. Unless, I don't know, unless they're haters or, yeah, unless, like, no matter what, whatever, who knows. But I do love when he turns into the whole, like, that's a load of crap. You all suck. Get out of here. I'm great. Stop desecrating my art. Oh yeah, here's his fucking snippet, which we already heard. Now, I assume this is the same snippet, but this was posted later. I just want to double check because this is from today.
You're all just characters in each other's lives. We all make up characters that create the global show.
Yeah, no, all right. Now he fades away again. All right, smart man. He does know.
Just give us a little taste, and we keep coming back. Little piggy boys. Piggy Corey Pig boys.
Yeah, I mean, I am a little oink, oink, mama. Just feed me that Corey slop.
Mommy pig. Or slop mama pig.
Feed me some more yum, yum. Give me that Corey
all
slop.
All the way to Carnegie Hall. Yeah, we're start. He's dumb.
Obama. Ha ha, just for the laughs of the Corey.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Eric Norm. $10. Much appreciated, brother. Appreciate the super chat.
This might be his magnus opus.
This could be the magnus opus we've been waiting for.
Yeah, that was my favorite character in Watchmen, magnus opus.
Let me see. I just want to see if there was another... Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I do love that. It's got to be exhausting because most people are probably just weirdly trolling you, like, without there. Of course, there's the outright, like, hey, you suck, fuck you. But then there are some people that act like they're asking legit questions. But, like, I can't wait to hear from the Angels again. They've really been coming into their own.
And then he just goes crazy.
Yeah. And yeah, because I don't know his response here is, G and I actually thought you were a real person.
I think it's supposed to be G-E-E. Like G. G Wiz.
Oh, maybe.
Unless he's hanging with G.
Well, because his guitar player is Greg, so I thought that's what he was getting at.
Oh.
But you're probably right. No, because I forgot that he types like a retard. I don't know why I forgot that.
Or he's hanging out with G-Eazy.
Yeah, he's hanging out with G-Eazy and Greg. G, and I actually thought you were a real person. A real person, man. A ma?
Ma.
A real person, ma.
That classic quote.
A real person. A real person, ma.
Yeah, is he doing a bit that I'm missing? I'm not sure. I mean, I know he's doing a bit somewhat, and I enjoy, for all the shit we give him, I do enjoy when he does a bit. I mean, and I know Jeff enjoys when he does a bit. You were loving him last week.
He was killing
Mike
it.
Does not like a Corey bit whatsoever.
That's the best he's ever been in my life. He's yucking it up, interrupting everyone, doing like weird shit, hating his fans as usual.
Gee, and I actually thought you were a real person. A real person, man. Oh, you know what? Am I an idiot? Did we not we should have rewatched the goddamn... cameo we got at the top of the show.
Oh yeah.
So hyped just on the goddamn 4th of July and the new track that we should circle back in case you weren't here at the top of the show as well. Maybe you missed it.
Yeah. Well, I was confused. Is the stuff at the end, did anyone ask him to do that? Like, or is that just his 2 cents?
No, see, all right. So, yeah, let's go inside this a bit. So, Jesus.
He really goes in on him.
I got all flustered at the start of the show. I completely forgot about this amazing intro. But in case you missed it, Jason Patrick from The Lost Boys, who's in, you know, with Corey Feldman, in the film with Corey Feldman, an actual star of the film, not like a weird side annoying character.
Yeah.
He, you know, we got a cameo from him. And to go inside, like, yeah, of course, the Phantom of the Filth Pigs, the Phantom Filth Pig himself or herself, gave him some basics to hit. Like, yeah, hit Coke, obviously, Cocoa Buns, Filth Pigs, the Goblin Ghoul. But then I think they just left it at the end. They left it at the end as, and hey, give us an anecdote or something about Corey Feldman if you want.
And he just so fucking roasts
the
him.
Stuff in the back half is literally just stuff that he came up with on his own, showing that he is a true friend of the show.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I mean, I guess this is good timing in case you did miss it at the top of the show. Let's revisit words from Jason Patrick, friend of Jim and them.
Looking like a hunk. We have to see him pop off his shoulders or his shirt before we decide. Looking shiny.
Hey, all. Friend of the show here, Jason Patrick, and I'm here to congratulate Jim, Mike, and Jeff on 18 years of Jim and Them, the podcast that stood tall against the Goblin Ghoul, Corey Feldman. Just like Santa Carla's finest stood against the Lost Boys, those Frog Brothers, they truly Cocoa Buns, as we celebrate 2020 epic
Wait.
Salute they to the
truly
goons.
Cocoa Buns.
Now, what I have to imagine, he probably reads gibberish all the time. He's constantly being like,
happy
oh,
birthday,
yeah.
Matt.
Hey, what's up, Tom? Let's go fight the vampires of the night or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe I like to think that at least a little bit of this is like, ooh, this is kind of fun. Yeah. This is kind of a fun
one.
We
know from the signing he brought up for no reason that Corey Feldman sucks and will sign in the middle. And then, like, shit on his music, unprompted.
And it is funny because, you know, typically when we reach out for some of these, we're always like, do we want to be a little bit more subtle? Like, not that we care, not that we think that actors will be concerned about upsetting Corey Feldman. Outside maybe, like, Jameson Newlander, just because he's somewhat friends with him, it seems like, or at least travels with him or whatever. It's more so you just kind of assume that they're not going to want to, like, they don't even want the headache of it. But with Jason Patrick, yeah, we watched that video and it was clear that he's not a Corey Feldman fan. So we were like, oh, we could probably push this a little bit more. We could have him call him the Goblin Ghoul. You know, we can call him, we could basically really like put him on blast a little bit here.
Well, and he's even has this, sense of mind to like say stuff in a way where he can't like get in trouble. Like he's not, he said Corey got infused by Michael Jackson.
That he threw in on his own.
Like infused. And he's like, take from that what you will, wink. And then,
I'm in them. The podcast that stood tall against the Goblin Ghoul. Corey Feldman, just like Santa Carla's finest stood against the Lost Boys, those Frog Brothers, they truly Cocoa Buns, as we celebrate 2020 epic salute to the goons, the filth pigs who made this chaos possible. Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
He delivered the I know that pretty well too.
Yeah,
even though he's clearly just reading it, but he's still getting a pretty good delivery.
That did go in on Jason Patrick, but his line read on everything else is really bad. He's like Christopher Walkening it, where he's like putting punctuation.
Well, he does have his huge glasses on as he's like trying to read. But like, also
it's all nonsense.
I was gonna say when you read that, you're like. Truly Cocoa Buns in 2020 Epic were the filth pigs.
Yeah,
all
salute
right?
to the goons. And like even the guy wrote it like AAV.
Well,
it
dude,
was like they going crazy or whatever.
And I mean, just throwing a hint out there, but I looked it up. The main guy from Gremlins, Zach Galligan, $39 on Cameo. Super cheap, dude. $39.
I love that we were like amassing. We got like four or five direct co-stars of Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I started realizing
the podcast or whatever poop fart shit and a goon to you,
a goon to you, and a Cocoa Buns to your good wife.
Versus Corey, like tried to just make him say a thing, and it took like seven
Dude,
tries.
It took forever. Yeah, for him
wasn't
to just
that
say
crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy at all.
Like, it was still nonsense, but you know, it was like positive.
But yeah, I mean to rack him up, we got Cary Grant, aka Andy from the Goonies. We got Sean Astin, aka Mikey from the Goonies. We've got Jameson Newlander, a.k.a. one of the Frog Brothers.
We had a Alan gypsy Frog. Do a seance with Mama Fratelli. She said, salute to the goons.
Yeah, Mama Fratelli said, I know that. She missed out the other part, but the Ouija board definitely spelled out, I know that.
Yeah.
Who else we got? Oh, we got Riff Raff, of course.
The chat's saying Jason Patrick D'Antoni.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we got Zen Feldman, the OG.
Yeah, his son. We got his son. I guess part of me understands Corey.
No. So the only way I would understand, to go back to that, the only way I would understand would be if we literally did what he said we did. Like, if we had Zen being like, my dad's a dick, fuck him, Jim and them rule or whatever. It was literally just Jim and them are pop culture, bro. He gave us a goddamn rally cry, which I'll be forever grateful. On my deathbed, I will say I am forever grateful to Zen, the one and only Zen Feldman.
2020 epic salute to the goons, the filth pigs who made this chaos possible. Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that. Hashtag fell dog summer, my man.
My man. Hashtag fell dog summer, my man. All right. But see, yeah, this is when he changes over to just off the cuff, straight from the brain. After he says hashtag fell dog summer, my man, now it's just from the mind of Jason Patrick.
Fell dog summer, my man. I want to say a little something about Corey. A lot of people think, hey, Corey's a little bit too influenced by Michael Jackson. First of all, that's bullshit. He's not influenced by Michael Jackson. He was infused by Michael Jackson. I'll let you figure that one out for your own.
That's wild, dude. I mean, I assume what he's insinuating there. I guess I can kind of pick up through context clues what he's going after there.
And the other thing I want to say is that some people think that Feldman's pulling this big Andy Kaufman thing because his shows are so terrible as a singer, a performer, everything else. First of all, that's bullshit. And it's disrespectful. Corey has worked for decades very, very hard as a musician to create a show that's shitty. So don't ever say that again.
I love that he brought that up because that's almost something we would write to tell him to say.
Yeah.
Because we constantly get people trying to tell us that Corey is doing an Andy Kaufman bit. And I love that he knows that that's bullshit, too. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he sees it and he's seething about it because he's just thinking about how shitty he was. And also, like, he probably didn't even have a bad time with him on set. It's just everything after, all the cons and stuff. Because this guy's not in anything, no offense or whatever. Yeah. But he's probably been doing the cons with Corey for a long time.
I think someone was saying that he's kind of retired now and just does conventions and stuff. I could be wrong on that.
I mean, he's looking great. So, like, he's probably like a, I don't know, an engineer or something. Like,
let me see. Like, what was his? No, he's got a couple upcoming projects. So maybe he's still out there.
He was great in that movie. I was like, Obama. Surprised he wasn't more.
How much for me to get infused by Jason Patrick?
Oh, Zenpai. He's not cheap. We'll just say that. But no, he's doing the thing that we say. Or a lot of people even say that Corey Feldman should have just done, instead of trying to fuck around with music, is just do some just keep doing the convention circuit, do small parts here and there on, like, Law and Order, shit like that. Don't just constantly make a fool of yourself over and over again.
Yeah, or, like, do your retarded shit, but, like, also don't attack your fans.
Yeah, that's true.
It's disrespectful. Corey has worked for decades very, very hard as a musician to create a show that's shitty.
That's so great.
So don't ever say that again. Guys, congratulations. You all deserve.
That's like real hate.
Yes. Because
he's even like, setting it up like a funny joke. And and it's crazy that none of this we told him to say.
Yeah, we didn't tell him to say any of that.
So, yeah, it's just someone that has had to be around him all the time.
And what I do like, though, even at the end, like the other stuff, he's just clearly reading most of it at the beginning. But at the end, when he says congratulations, I believe him.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's just because he's a great actor.
I like to think he's in the chat right now.
But I believe him.
Show that shitty. So don't ever say that again. Guys, congratulations. You all deserve it.
I mean, we got to get an interview with him.
Yeah. I feel like that shows maybe there's a slim chance. Maybe he stumble upon a Jim and Them video here or there. Maybe. And now he's like, you know what? Those guys are fucking doing the Lord's work. Congratulations to them. Sincerely. The best guys. Mm-hmm. Jim and Them. Truly Cocoa Buns in 2020 epic. Yes. The filth pigs that made it all possible in the goons. Just nonsense. Just straight fucking nonsense. And I love it.
I like to think he didn't look into the show at all. And then he's just like, hey, give us an anecdote of Corey Feldman. And he's like, yeah, that piece of shit. That got grapes.
The only thing I regret now, though, is I wish I had fucking Sean Astin do Jim and Them or Pop Culture Bro.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking like Jameson Newlander, because Jameson Newlander was like, nah, I can't do that. But Sean Astin wouldn't have known. He would have just did it. He would have done Jim and Them or Pop Culture Bro. I know that.
Yeah, he needs to order barbecue. So.
Mike's not here to defend himself. I can't believe he thinks that Sean Astin's jacked.
Oh,
get
he
out of
he's
here.
Jacked? I mean,
yeah, we were arguing with him about it. I mean, I'm sure it's a bit, but still.
I mean, yeah, we can't forget this guy. He would have been creaming his jeans.
We also got we got that message from Clownvis. That was great.
Oh, well, Clownvis. Yeah,
Kanye East.
Clownvis rules. Give us Clownvis has an anecdote about Corey Feldman.
Yeah, give us an anecdote. Or two.
Real asshole. Breaks character. Anyways, okay.
Oh, these are and I guess a couple real quick Twitter things back to Corey's Twitter. Just like the way how he does pointless shit for no reason. Like someone tweets at him, crazy guys doing double tap, crazy guys double tap gaming. At Corey Feldman, hey you, yeah you. I want you to know I want to know is you would subscribe to my YouTube channel, pal. Be my first celebrity sub, and by the way, have you seen the desert bird? But like, first of all, don't tweet this at celebrities. But even if you do, if you're a celebrity, don't reply to it.
Right.
But of course, your boy has to reply to it. If it makes it any better, I don't subscribe to any YouTube channels, but I appreciate the offer and wish you and your bird good luck indeed. But it's just weird. Like, don't even just ignore it, bro. Leave it alone.
Good luck to your bird.
Good luck to your bird.
Just a gif of a bird with like stick arms, and he's like, "Oh, your bird's great."
I wonder if Double Tap Gaming's any good. Hold on.
Looks good. Looks like a wet guy. Crazy. Although it is called Crazy Guy.
Oh yeah, Crazy Guys Double Tap Gaming. Oh, is it just a lot of just Let's Play bullshit? Oh, yeah, it's great.
Tim missing a bunch of shots.
It's great.
I hit him in the foot once.
I don't know what I expected. I always hope, like, the reason why I click on some of those, because I always hope it's going to be a ranting retard on the other end. Ooh. Like, we've had good luck on this show. If you're fairly new to this show, in the past, we've found some of the craziest YouTube people that have zero subscribers. And they're so fun to watch every single video that they have.
If you scroll down, it says, one of the cool drift videos I made, is it real or is it
It's just Gran Turismo 7, dude.
I was hoping it would be a crazy guy drifting like his Monte Carlo or something.
And someone was trying to let him know that there was some signed Love Left albums on eBay. And he's telling if it's real or not. I messaged the seller and they removed them. There was four or five box sets listed, all for $20 each.
That guy really like fucked his life up for a minute, like thinking that was a good investment.
Anonymous tipped $10. Did you ever hear back from Violent J?
Oh, thank you, Anonymous. There's the Indian voice. No, but I've been second guessing that because I've been thinking about. I was talking to E-Rock actually about maybe messaging him again to circle back and see if he wants to come on the show. But then I'm like, why bother? Like, I don't want to, like,
I asked him. He didn't reply. Big deal. Right. I mean, is it worth following up? Is it worth being like, hey, come on the show? What do you think, chat? Hit one if you think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Hit two if you say, forget it. Violent who? Who is that?
And hit three if you like Moesha.
Yeah, hit three if we should be messaging Moesha.
Ooh, we do like Moesha.
Wait, is that in the Stella sketches?
Yeah. Then...
Okay, but yeah. Imagine being the guy that thinks that the box sets are going to be a thing. Like, you should buy a few to sell on the fucking black market.
Well, yeah, like he's taking the parts out to try to sell them individually. Yeah,
sell them piecemeal. Let's see. I'm seeing a few ones. I'm seeing some threes. A lot of people liking Moesha.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's split. It's split, my guy. It's
split between no and we like Moesha. yeah, well, and his reply says it's from the 90s, and the guy selling it for $20.
Yeah, because I think that's the original pressing of Love Left, like before Love Left 2.1.
Yeah, it doesn't have I cannot breathe.
But this is one of my favorite things, because he was doing it last week, is where he weirdly flexes about how much his autograph costs.
20.
Because he's like, that one is real. That's probably a very old signature from the 90s or early 2000s when that CD was worthless.
What? Back when CDs were the main thing?
Yeah. But then CD was worthless. And I think we sold them for $10 when we are lucky. LOL, I probably signed it free. These days, that CD and SIG are worth hundreds, as it's out of print other than the box set remaster.
No, it says right here $20.
Yes, no, yeah, it's clearly not worth hundreds.
Although it is just the insert, maybe the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is you have the jewel case too?
Well, it's great because it just shows his complete like delusion when it comes to the value of his signature or like his music or his art. Like, no, I don't think so, dude. There's a reason why it's not worth hundreds. Because even
just
if
love
people
calling your own shit worthless, like get a moment of clarity and then snap back in. But then when we re-released it, it was worth more.
But then
when we released it and CDs were no longer a thing, we paid a box set of all CDs.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's about that. That's how it's done. So, I mean, it's been quite an adventurous Corey segment, as this is the goddamn lead-up.
Character's Eve.
Folks, we got him. He admitted his music is worthless.
Hell yeah, Max.
Thank you, man. Back when CDs were worthless.
Back then, it was worthless, unlike now, when it's worth many hundreds of dollars.
In the 90s, I was just homeless, begging. I'd have done it for free.
But yeah, man, the goddamn lead-off. Man, next week, it's gonna be a big one, ladies and gentlemen.
Obama. I video chat with my boys with a cutout of Corey's face next to me. # Feld Dog Summer, # Jamantha Marie Pop Culture.
Hell yeah, 360 degrees north. You're doing the right thing. We got our boy Corey hanging out on Mike 3 right now. Living it up. That's the only way to live, my dude. Thank you for the super chat, brother. But yes, the lead-off, as we finally were on the cusp of characters. But as mentioned at the top of the show, Feld Dog Summer does not end just because characters gets released. The party continues the week later, 4th of July. Get your drinks ready. It'll be a goddamn power hour. It'll be a hang and a celebration with your boys. So be ready. And even if you're out and about with your family or if it's your goddamn wedding anniversary, whatever it is, you still get your boys in your pocket on your phone, throw it on, someone's smart TV at the party, do whatever it takes to hang with your boys, Jim and them. That is a part one. We will be back though. So just cause we're going on break doesn't mean you leave. We'll be back with part two. Hanging out a bit longer. We got a few things for break here. I do want to play. I mean, this is a thing that I enjoy. I don't know if other people enjoy it, but I mean, it's of course it's AI music. But in my opinion, there are ways to use this power properly. And this is an AI song about theme park vloggers eating food and how gross it is. And if you know anything about me, I love hate theme park vloggers. I didn't make this. I just stumbled upon it and I enjoyed it. And then also we're going to play a little bit of, before that, we're going to play Fell Dog Summer first. Okay. Cause we got to remind everyone for next week for 627. Then we got that. Then we got a re-release of Foulest song from a couple weeks ago when we were having network issues. So, hold on. I do want to play Fell Dog Summer though, just for the celebration.
I'm excited for the vloggers.
Where the fuck did I put Fell Dog Summer? Oh, here it is.
Why is Jim and him always talking about Corey Feldman's music?
Look, I'm sorry if you don't understand, all right? The Hornetron, the sequin pants, the Michael Jackson dance? That's just Corey Feldman being on a whole nother level, bro. All right? He's all the way up.
It's a rockin'
check
booth.
It.
It's a Fell Dog Summer, y'all.
Shoo!
Hey, what you doing? Not much. Getting ready for the heat. Turn the AC up. Yup. It's that time. June and July. August right behind with the shades on my eyes. Yup. 3 months with the vodka and punch. Summertime vibes rocking. Yeah, we living for what? What? Jim and them all on my mind. Friday nights YouTube. Yeah, they back on the grind. Goon Boys. Fell Dog Summer. New Corey music. Yeah, the shit gets dumber. Goon Boys. Fell Dog Summer. Jim, Jeff, and Mike are a stone cold stunner.
Wait. I am so confused. So it's not a white boy summer, it's the Fell Dog Summer? And who is the Fell Dog? And who is Jim and them?
Yo, my bad, let me explain. There's a few couple goals that I'm trying to obtain. Yo, Corey Feldman, former child actor. Now he does music, man, you can't refuse it. And he owns some new shit, 622 shit. But that's a Sunday, not just a fun day. Wait till Friday, yeah, that's my day. June 27th, listen with your brethren, then you'll be in heaven. Oh shit, I forgot to talk about Jim and them. Wait, fuck, bitch. Pop culture podcast, never tell you out last. Best dudes on the mic, YouTube Friday nights. 18 years, they always moving forward, never revving the gears. Who's on the line? It's summertime. Now do your best Michael Jackson impression and just rewind. Like, oof, yo, Nards. Oof, yo, Nards. Oof, yo, Nards. Oof, yo, Nards. Chew yo dick. Chew yo dick. Chew yo dick. Chew yo dick. Sheen. Goon Boys. Fell Dog Summer. Yeah. New Corey music. Yeah, the shit gets dumber. Goon Boys. Fell Dog Summer. Jim, yeah. Jeff, and Mike are a stone cold stunner.
God, I totally understand now. After seeing all of that, I can't wait to see what this goofball does next. I will totally see you guys on the 27th. I also learned that Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
I
They could get a shot of the food on their plate, then describe it in detail, and then simply cut away. In the next shot, just tell us what they thought without all the lip smacking, but they'll never ever do it that way. All the spring rolls and the corn dogs and the gray stuff and the waffles and the Darth Vader parfait. Why do we watch vloggers eat food up close? It's gross, but we're watching them every day. We're watching them every day.
Of the shrine.